The CEO of Cook Aquaculture says he's furious about, quote, scare tactics that he says are driving a push to end Atlantic salmon farming in Puget Sound. The Washington State Senate voted 35-12 Thursday to phase out aquatic leases for net pens holding non-native fish. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Olympia.
The August collapse and massive escape from Cook net pens near Anacortes, Washington, energized Atlantic salmon farming opponents at the state legislature. Cook Aquaculture's CEO watched from the Senate gallery as a bipartisan majority effectively voted to boot his company's operations out of Washington waters. The charge was led by Democratic Senator Kevin Renker.
If we want to talk about protecting jobs, what we need to do is protect our Salish Sea and get these net pens out of the water.
Oh, it was foolishness. It was incredible, some of the charges and comments.
CEO Glenn Cook flew in from New Brunswick, Canada, where his family's multinational seafood company is based.
Think of this. This is the United States of America, and you're banning an industry?
Cook says the net pen failure last August was an aberration. He disputes that escaped Atlantic salmon pose a risk of colonization or competition with native Pacific salmon. He also disputes the frequent charge that net pens spread disease or pollution. This debate over the future of Atlantic salmon farming now moves to the State House. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.